Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans, LFA TV family? Good to see every single one of you guys. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. This news cycle is making my head spin. Well, we're going to cover all of this tonight, so lock and load and get ready. If you're new to the channel right now, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit that bell notification, copy the link. Please share the transmission absolutely everywhere a transmission can be transmitted. We thank you. And as always, please do me a huge favor and go to lfatv.us and leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time or reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Now is the time to support independent media. Now is the time to support and build out our own systems outside of the mainstream. Now is the time to build out a better future starting today, starting yesterday. There is a full-scale assault on independent media because they're afraid of the truth, and it's because independent alternative media is obviously effective, which makes us a threat. That's why they're going after Alex Jones and InfoWars, attempting to take them down and shut them down. That's why Steve Bannon is in a prison cell right now, and they're going after everybody else that dares to step up against these authoritarians. So, with that said, go to lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount. Also, check out the merch store. Check out all the great products. We appreciate all of your continued support. Right now, again, coordinates are lfatv.us, lfatv.us. Good to see every single one of you guys. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. We got my Based Americans rolling out in the chat. MPCV in the chat, Hard2 in the chat, Sherry2032 in the chat, Salty Debbie in the chat, Elaney Menes 1 in the chat, Joanne EV in the chat. The one I am in the chat. Good to see you. We love you. Good to see you. We love you. Marissa DNC in the chat. Sleazy Otto in the chat. Good to see every single one of you guys. Lock and load and get ready. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. Listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. And by the way, just an update on my back. Feeling better. Feeling way better. Still got some pain. Still waiting for these X-ray results to come through any day now. And then I'll get some more directive from my doctor on that front as well. And just have a quick prayer request before I get into the news, because this news cycle is, guys, this, it's crazy, because I told people that there would be a full score, a full court press to remove Joe Biden after the first debate. And it happened. And then I told you guys all of July will be dedicated to the removal of Joe Biden. So we're seeing this huge back and forth. And I'm going to get into that. But this this news cycle is making my head spin. But just a prayer request. Please pray for my family. Please pray for my mother and my mother's side of the family. She could really use your prayers right now. Not going to get into all of the details for respect to my family, but it was discovered today that my grandfather has passed away, and he was in late stages dementia, And for whatever reason, his caretaker or his current wife, I don't have, you know, all the details yet, seems to have neglected and left them alone. And so he was found dead today. And the authorities are investigating to see if there's any neglect, negligence, foul play. But the only info we have is that he has passed away, and it appears that he has been passed away for a few days. And so family's taking it pretty hard, but you know, onward we go. When it rains, it pours, man. You know, thank the Lord when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. It's a growth period. It's a growth period. So thank you guys for your prayers. But that's kind of, so I will not be streaming live tonight on DH Live. I will be back tomorrow, but I just got off the phone with my mom, and you know, she has going through it. So just please pray for my mother, pray for the family. I think some of the family is having to drive all the way to the state he lives in. So it's a pretty, I guess the word to use is like just way out there, to unpredictable, I think is the word. So yeah, just that's all I'm going to say for now. Just I want to ask you guys for my prayers. You guys know how I am. I'm very transparent with you, and I tell you guys what's going on with me and my life. And so that was found out today, about maybe an hour and a half before I went live today. And was talking to my mom literally all the way up until right now. Literally all the way up until right now. And so when I'm done here, gonna have to make some phone calls, and we got all kinds of stuff going on. But yeah, just pray for my family, because that side of the family is already on top of it. My mom's brother and her sister and those in-laws. So thank you guys for your prayers. Now, anyways, so I'll update you guys on that, because this literally just was discovered, as I said, like an hour and a half, two hours ago. And so thank you guys for your prayers, because I know the LFA TV family definitely are prayer warriors, so I feel comfortable sharing some personal stuff like that with you guys. But all right, let's get into the news. If you're just tuning in, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit that bell notification, copy the link, share it everywhere. We thank you guys for being here. But as I was saying, with this whole Biden situation and this power grab, you know, I was telling people that you're going to see this all over the place. You're going to see this on the Republican side, the Democrat side. 2024 is like the year of revelation, not the book of Revelation, but the year of revelation. All kinds of stuff coming out. Literally all kinds of stuff coming out. You're seeing conservatives get unmasked. You're seeing a bunch of Democrats get unmasked. A lot of things that were called conspiracy being confirmed. I mean, I've lost count at this point, honestly. 2024 has been wild. But this whole instability, this power struggle, this vacuum that I predicted would continue to take place into 2024, which we got a preview of, especially on the right side of things. Because once Donald J. Trump is out of the picture, whether that means he has this election stolen from him, I personally am under the belief that if this is a free and fair election, there's absolutely no way. I don't see Trump losing this election. He is just dominating. But however, the Democrats have found something, and I'm not quite too sure how effective it will be. And they do this all the time. They're good at this. They're masters at it. And they've been running this maybe for the past couple days. Well, since the announcement of the Supreme Court ruling of Trump getting his immunity, constitutional immunity, right? As a president. And that becoming a huge problem for Jack Smith and the January 6th case. And also becoming a huge problem even for the other indictments and charges. Atlanta, even in New York as well, right? And so what I find interesting here, and I'm not sure how effective this is going to be, but what I'm seeing is, and I've been telling you guys this, is part of the reason why obviously Democrats are failing miserably is obviously because they have destroyed everything. They've destroyed this country. And Joe Biden is a walking red pill. Did you guys see that video today? I'll play it in a little bit. Joe Biden is literally walking around and stroking and petting black men on their arms. I'm not making this up. I'll play it right now. But Joe Biden is cooked, absolutely cooked. And so they don't have substance. They don't have a message. They didn't have, I think, what they would call the emotional vote, right? The emotional vote, or I guess you could say the rage vote, the retaliation vote. It's all emotionally based, right? Right. They did this with BLM. They do this with anything. They could do this with absolutely any narrative or some type of event they try to prop up in the media and then push it on people. And all of a sudden, everyone, they did this in the midterms, right? The overturn of Roe v. Wade was a huge Democrat leftist emotional talking point that they all ran on in unison, and it worked, right? They even got Republicans and so-called America First pro-lifers to call for toning down their pro-life message. That's how good these people are, right? And I think that's a disgrace. I think you're a coward if that's what you're doing. I think we should advocate for pro-life and babies, no matter what the consequences are. I will preach the pro-life message because God is pro-life, whether we lose an election as a result or not. Are we siding with God here, or are we trying to tone down murder in order to win an election? And is that God honoring? I would argue no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And so one thing that I will say that we are experiencing and we are now watching is this power struggle within the Democrat Party. And I don't know which way this is actually going to go. Because as of right now, we are seeing this, the Biden regime, right? Right now, we are seeing the Biden regime and Tucker Carlson's report has come out. Tucker Carlson and the New York Times are all reporting that Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, are all digging their heels in and absolutely even trying to isolate Joe Biden from having any conversations from Democrat operatives to change his mind to step down. And then on the other side of things, you are seeing literally the entire Democrat Party, as I told you guys what happened, calling for Joe Biden to step down. So there is this internal struggle. And on top of that, Democrats have had nothing for this 2024 election. They have had absolutely nothing, nothing. They've tried the abortion issue. They have tried even flipping the open border issue on Republicans. That didn't work. They tried flipping it on Trump. They can't talk about the economy because you've been in office for 4 years. This is your economy now, right? And they even tried blaming that on Trump. Isn't it interesting how they try to blame this economy on Trump while at the same time you'll hear Joe Biden and Kamala Harris running around saying, "Well, we brought back millions of jobs. The economy is making a comeback." But yeah, we are living in a total obliterated economy because of Donald Trump. But we're doing well. The Bidenomics, they even had to stop using the term Bidenomics because nobody believes it. Literally nobody believes it. Not a single person believes it. Right? So they've had nothing. They've had nothing. The Democrat Party and Joe Biden has been getting hit on both sides. with this Israel issue, just giving all of our money to Israel so they can go back and forth in a war that has nothing to do with us. And Democrats are going at Joe Biden. And the America Firsters are like, yeah, we're done with this, dude. Stop giving money to everybody else. Can we fix our country first? And that's why we saw during the primaries with Democrats that people were undecided, right? Uncommitted, right? Why? Because of the whole Palestine-Israel issue, because Joe Biden is getting hit on that as well. So this has been interesting. They have a terrible candidate. They don't have a message, and they can't even tap into the emotional vote, right? Until yesterday, right? Until the Supreme Court ruling that President Trump has immunity as a president on his official affairs in his presidential capacity, correct? And so that's caused a major issue, like I said, for Jack Smith and the J6 case and the New York case and even the Atlanta case. All of those are now into question, right? Because they're all based on that. And if you guys missed all the details, I went over all those details last night on Drew Hernandez Live, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Follow me over there. But until now, they now, and I said this a little bit last night, but now I am sure of it. I'm sure of it. They now have something. And I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know. Because in unison, literally virtually overnight, okay, you're going to get so mentally exhausted until November, and it's all by design. The gaslighting, the propaganda, the back and forth, the hypocrisy will literally, it is going to be exhausting. It already is. Just days ago, the entire Democrat Party was calling for Joe Biden to step down in full unison. And now a lot of Democrat operatives are saying after the Supreme Court ruling, actually, you know what? I don't care if this is literally what they're saying. I don't care if Joe Biden's old. I don't care if he's lost his mind. I don't care. Anything is better than having Trump back in the White House with immunity to literally execute his political opponents, calling for public executions on the White House lawn. They've taken it there. They were just handed a very, very emotionally based talking point and campaign issue to run on starting yesterday. Now, the question is, will it work? I don't know, chat. I'm just telling you what I'm analyzing and what I've been seeing for the past 24 hours, going on 48 hours since this ruling came down. It's bipolar. They're literally back and they're going back and forth. It is such a instability. It's a headache. But what I do know is that they will make a decision that fits their interests best to keep Orange Man out of the office. Obviously, I'm talking about Donald J. Trump. And I'm talking in the context as if we get a free and fair election, right? And so I'm being completely honest with you guys. I don't know if this is actually going to have some legs to it, but a new microchip was downloaded in the minds of the left yesterday with this Supreme Court ruling, right? It's like Ukraine, pull it out. No, BLM, oh, pull it out. Palestine, oh, pull it out, right? It is always something new. What's up? COVID, oh, pull it out. What's the next thing to believe? Tell me what to believe, daddy, right? Tell me what to believe. All the NPCs got a new download yesterday. And it's, well, Donald Trump has immunity. That means he could do whatever he wanted. He could slaughter us all. And you know what? At first, I was watching this. And at first, I was, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, they're calling for Joe Biden to step down. There's a lot of news, guys. I'm going to get to it right now. Like, Joe Biden is a train wreck. He's literally stroking black men's arms. They're literally admitting that he only works between 10 in the morning and 4 p.m. on Axios. And now they're trying to, first they said he had a terrible debate performance because he had a cold. And then now today they're coming out and saying, well, it's because he didn't get a nap. Joe Biden didn't get a nap. He was tired. He was tired. He didn't get a nap. So it's like that's where we're at. But this bipolar back and forth is. I don't know. I'm kind of in this mode where I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna sit all of July. I'm gonna see where they go with this because the convention is in August and they're gonna make a decision. And what that decision will be, I'm not quite too sure. Because, I mean, and again, this is in the context as if we're going to have a free and fair election. Michelle Obama doesn't poll well against Trump. Gavin Newsom doesn't poll well against Trump. Kamala Harris, Gretchen Whitmer, none of these people poll well against Trump, right? And there's talk of Hillary Clinton doesn't poll well against Trump. And there's even talks of maybe Bernie Sanders, but Bernie is how old now? So, you know, you're kind of in the same situation with another Joe Biden situation, right? And so that's why it leads me to believe like, okay, well, they could just do what they did in 2020 and at least they're going to try to rig it. Listen, if you like, come on, dude, don't be retarded. If you honestly believe they're not going to at least try to rig this election in 2024, you probably think Santa Claus is real too. The question is, will they be successful? That's the question. There's no doubt in my mind that they won't, that they will try. No doubt in my mind that they will try. The riggers will be deployed. The question is, will the riggers be successful as they were successful in 2020? I don't have an answer to that. And I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you I do. I don't have an answer to that. However, back to the point, this destabilization is very interesting to me because I am seeing like, it's like this, it's weird. It's like there's like a sect within the establishment that is attempting to break away from like the old guard establishment, which is like the Bidens, right? I think Joe Biden and Donald Trump may be our last boomer presidents. To be honest, I think they may be our last boomer presidents because if we get Biden for another 4 years, that's it. And if we get Trump for another 4 years, that's it. Next phase, next generation stepping in. We're going to get a whole phase of Gen X and millennial presidents moving forward. We're going to get a whole batch of that. We've had them before, but the baby boomer generation is riding off into the sunset. And 80-year-old presidents are obviously not going to be popular, right? I'm not knocking you if you're 80, but I'm just saying at that level, I think the country isn't there. I think the country wants a different age range, but we'll see. I'm just speculating here. And so with that said, the news today, I'm just like looking at X and it's giving me a headache. You know, I'm just like, oh man, is this meant to like mentally wear you out? Because like it is. If you let it, if you're not aware of it, it will wear you down. And I don't know how people are not born again Christians. I honestly don't. I honestly don't know how people are not born again Christians handling this and going through this. But let me show you what I mean. And this is what I'm talking about. It's interesting. There's a full court press to remove Joe Biden, but there's also a full court press with this narrative that because of the Supreme Court's ruling of immunity for Trump, well, now he's going to murder everybody. Just the video after video after video.
So since the Supreme Court just came down with some kind of bullshit decision saying that one man is above the law in this country, even though the Constitution says quite different and they're supposed to uphold constitutional law, so I don't know what Constitution they read to get the answer for this. But
here's a quote. I quote, this video says, Biden should have the CIA KILL dumbass Trump. The Supreme Court said he could, end quote. So this is what's going on. And my question is, is this going to be effective? I don't know. Because this is what they do. This is what the Democrat Party are masters of. Emotional manipulation. This is the play. Okay? This is what they've done for decades. And this is what you are going to hear this until November. The question is, will it work? And will it start to shift public opinions and voters from Trump to Biden or whoever the hell they prop up next? Because whether they remove Biden or not, they are running on this now. This is their campaign issue. This is their campaign message now, moving forward. So whoever they go with, if they take Biden out and throw in Big Mike and you got Big Mike and Harris or whatever, Newsom, Harris, whatever, if Hillary Clinton, they raise her from the dead and bring her back out, who knows? Doesn't matter. This is what they will run on now. Mark my words, you are going to hear this until November because they've had nothing, literally nothing. This campaign has had nothing up until yesterday. And they are masters at emotional manipulation. And the question is, will it work? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
Since they say that a president is immune from prosecution for anything he does officially while he's in office, I think that Joe Biden should officially have Donald Trump killed off, and that would solve this problem of him being too stupid to run our country for 4 more years because he's brain dead. But he could win the election that way. Take the official stance and just shoot Donald Trump right there on Fifth Street. The Supreme Court said you could.
This is like, you know, I mean, I could sit here and say, you know, this is obvious TDS, but these are calls to violence. This is not First Amendment protected speech here. This is a call to violence against President Donald Trump. This is a call for the government to assassinate President Trump openly. And so I don't know what this is going to do. Obviously the Secret Service are probably already at this guy's house, to be honest with you. But I'm not quite too sure because I'm seeing this more and more. And people all over social media, all these leftist retards, all of these people, they're all going with this narrative. This is what they do, right? Usually they use blacks, right? They always use the blacks. Democrats are always pointing to the victim blacks. Get the blacks all riled up. Get all the woke whites all riled up to support the blacks. And we need to stop the racist Republicans. That's usually how it goes, right? It's emotional manipulation. But now they're going with this. And I don't know if it's going to work, chat. What do you guys think, chat? Obviously, it's not going to work on us. But I'm talking about independence and these normies that we have been seeing rising to the occasion and saying we are done with Biden. We want Trump now. I'm not talking about OG, you know, Trump supporters like you and I. I have these normies in mind, these independents that will make a huge difference, like these closeted Trump supporters that are just done. Right. And they're sick of Biden. And they're like, we just want American prosperity. I don't care. I'm not even going to be public about it. I'm voting for Trump. You know how many people I have heard from that from, guys? Especially like in barbershops. It's crazy. It's crazy. But the question is, will this narrative be enough? Will this narrative be enough to shift that public opinion? I think that's what we need to analyze right now, because this is the new message and they will be pushing this message until November. Yeah, that's not happening. No, they're running with this because Democrats have had nothing, absolutely nothing. And so now, let me show you again. I'll show you more and more and more. All of these calls for violence against President Trump. And I in no way condone this. I'm just reporting this as a independent reporter and show host. So I don't need the Secret Service knocking on my door. But we're just reporting on what these people are saying. Here's another one. This is all over TikTok, all over social media. And it's spreading even more today.
Done. I'm done. I'm fucking seriously done. The Supreme Court has pissed me off so much right now. Like, so much. Joe, you're a reasonable man. You don't want to do this, but here's the reality. This is a fucking war. This is a war now, and we are fighting for our fucking country, and these assholes are going to take it away.
Look at this lesbo. Dirty, dirty lesbian. Chlamydia mouth. Look at that. Look at that chlamydia mouth. Ugh.
Fucking war.
Breath probably smells like cat urine. You know what I mean?
This is a war now, and we are fighting for our fucking country, and these assholes are going to take it away. They're going to take it away. Fuck you, Clarence Uncle Thomas. Fuck you, Joe.
So much for BLM, right? You know what I mean? So much for white allies to the blacks, right?
You now have the right to take that bitch Trump out. Take him out, Joe. If he was Hitler and this was 1940, you'd take him out. Well, he is Hitler and this is 1940. Take him the fuck out.
This is stuff. It's getting real, guys. Like, I'm hesitating from roasting these people because this is some serious stuff right here. I don't know where this goes from here. This is why I've been telling people. I don't know where this goes. I don't know how effective this will be. Right? Like, normies and independents are either going to see this and be like, "What the hell? This is crazy. I'm sticking with Trump." Or they're going to be like, "Oh wow, this is insane. This is I don't know, guys. It's only been what, little more than 24 hours, going on 48 hours. We got until November. We'll see. We shall see. But this is the real deal.
Blow him up. Blow him up, or they'll blow us up.
That's wild, dude.
Take him out.
Look how bold these people are. Calling for the death of President Trump openly on social media.
Take him out. Well, he is Hitler, and this is 1940. Take him the fuck out.
This is not free speech, by the way.
Blow him up. Blow him up, or they'll blow us up. Facts.
And so I'm seeing an increase of this. TikTok, social media, everywhere. Everywhere. This is going on and on and on. Here's another one. Here's another one. Check this out.
Our democracy fall. Because Donald Trump put in 3 conservative justices to be combined with the other 3 conservative justices, which means that they now outnumber the liberal justices. That's 6-3. That means that all this shit that he's planning is now coming to fruition. Like, how you get immunity to all, absolute immunity to all official acts. We are paying for the 2016 election in 2024. Let that shit sink in. You are not voting for things to happen the same year that they, the same year that you vote. No, no, no. They're playing the long game. They have been playing the long game for a very long time.
These woke blacks are retarded, by the way. You know, all presidents have had this immunity, constitutional immunity. Even Barack Obama, that called for drone strikes and got U.S. civilians killed, used immunity to get away from it. But these woke blacks don't know anything, right? It's just orange man bad. They read one article and all of a sudden they're political experts, right?
And when I tell you that you all need to get out and vote in November because you are not just voting for what happens in 2025, you are voting for many years to come. They have played this shit so good that they are outnumbering Democrats and liberals. And ain't shit we can do to stop it except vote.
Well, yeah, we're starting to outnumber you people because all you're doing is killing your babies and you're hacking the genitals of your children. So we will by default outpopulate you people and all the sodomites and homosexuals that are spreading AIDS, HIV, and dying early. I've told you guys, we are playing. She's right. We are playing the long gun. I'm playing the long game. I am. I will outlive these people. They will all die before me, spreading AIDS, HIV, cutting their penises off, killing their children. She's right about that.
In the November election, to make sure that this shit is flipped in the House, in the Senate, in the Supreme Court, and make sure that we can maintain a president that isn't batshit crazy.
So you're complaining that there's a right-wing majority, but you want a left-wing majority, and it's only bad when it's a right-wing majority, but it's good if it's a left-wing majority, House, Senate, Supreme Court, executive, the White House. Yeah, you're retarded because you're woke. You're a woke black. That's why.
This is leading to a dictatorship if Donald Trump becomes president. And he now has a conservative court. And if y'all don't show the fuck up and vote, he is going to have a conservative legislative branch, which means they're going to make them laws. I'm sorry, they're going to pass them laws. He is going to sign them laws. They are going to interpret them laws. And it's going.
Yeah, that's kind of how a constitutional republic works.
To be a trifecta. And we are not going to come out of this. Are y'all not paying attention to what the fuck is happening? And apparently, you can't even use evidence against the president because they have immunity. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's been going on, you woke black. Look at Obama, you retard, your black messiah. These people are illiterate. They read one article and all of a sudden they're like political experts, right? All of a sudden they're political experts. Here's your favorite old guy from the White House. Here's your favorite woke black Joy Reid weighing in.
This election is no longer about the old guy that's in the White House now. Like, you know, all the op.
Notice how she shifts the narrative here. This is what I'm talking about. So these people were calling for Biden to be removed just a couple days ago. And now after the Supreme Court, they're shifting gears and they're saying, well, you know, actually anything is better than a murderer like Trump with full immunity to take us all out.
Fed pages and the New York Times can run around and opine about, you know, what Joe Biden should do. And, you know, y'all have fun with that. Enjoy yourselves, intellectual thought leaders. I no longer care. Doesn't matter to me anymore. It's above me now. It's above me now. There's a Waffle House next door. There's a Best Western next door as well. It's above me now. It's above Joe Biden now. Don't care about Joe Biden's age, infirmity, that he shuffled when he walked. I don't care.
I don't care about Joe Biden's age. I don't care about his infirmity or he shuffles when he walks. I don't care.
He could be seated for the rest of from now to election day and never get up off a chair. He could sit down. He could roll around in a wheelchair. He could be on a skateboard seated. I don't care. Donald John Trump cannot be allowed back into the White House. Because if you combine that madman with this court, two of whose members are insurrectionists, one of whom flew an upside down flag at his home.
That's false. Nobody has been charged with insurrection. Not a single person since January 6th. That is 100% a slander against the Supreme Court justices.
And blamed it on his wife, who's also crazy. The other of whom's wife literally was part of the insurrection. And they ruled in this. They put themselves in the Leonard Leo 6. They went ahead and ruled on this with no shame. You combine this court, two of whose members are going to immediately resign and put 30-year-olds in there, including probably the guy who wrote the opinion in the Beaters case, meaning that Beaters should be able to get machine guns, which, by the way, they have now arrogated to themselves the power to decide all federal rules, everything, whether your plane that you fly in is safe, how much carbon can be in the atmosphere, how much filth can be in your water. They said agencies that have experts can't decide that. They will decide that. So they are kings, and Trump is king. You put him in the White House, combined with this court and a Republican House and Senate.
Yeah, if it was opposite, it would be okay. See how retarded these people are? So if you had a full majority, if you guys had a packed leftist Democrat Supreme Court, if you guys had a packed leftist majority Senate, if you had a packed leftist Democrat majority Congress, and then you even have a Democrat in the exact, you got a Democrat squad in the White House, president, vice president. That's not tyrannical, is it? No, that's not tyrannical. But if Republicans have some kind of a majority, it's called checks and balances. That's why we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. So another branch will check and balance itself out, so we don't end up in a full authoritarian regime. But if they had a across the entire board, everything blue, why do you think they're rigging the elections? Because that's what they want. Don't believe these people. But this is what they're going with. You're going to hear this until the end of November.
We're done, y'all. All the rights that were won in the 20th century, the hard-earned rights of women, laborers, workers, the rights of children. Remember, child labor used to be legal.
Joy Reid is trying to convince you that if Trump gets into the White House, he's going to be a danger to children. The rights of children. Right. Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, because leftists, you guys love children so much. You just love, you love aborting and murdering babies in and outside of the womb. You like chopping their genitals off, chopping their penises off, chopping their breasts off. You love that, right? You guys, you are the ones that are not a danger to children. It's Trump that's a danger to children. Give me a break.
The rights of black folks, forget that. The rights of non-white immigrants, forget that. All.
If Trump gets in the White House, the rights of black people are gone. So listen. Trump has been dominating. The black community support for Trump has been rising. And Latinos. So I don't know if this is going to work. Because from what I've experienced and analyzed from the black community is that they always are loyal to their skin color. And they get emotionally manipulated like literally nothing. It is so easy to emotionally manipulate the black community. Candace Owens used to talk about this all the time. Latinos too. But Democrats know this. So this new download, this new narrative they're running with, I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure if this is going to work. I don't. We'll see. We'll see. I think we're going to have to see what July goes, and maybe into August, and we'll see. But Trump is obviously dominating. But now they have a new download. But now she's trying to convince black people that if Trump gets in, he's taking all of your rights because now he has immunity, and he's gonna come after you and your family and murder everybody. I don't know if this is going to work, guys. Obviously, this is not going to work on us, but normies out there, we'll see.
All of the 20th, they are trying to repeal the entire 20th century, and they're doing it fast.
They're trying to repeal the entire 20th century, says this woke black. She looks like a crackhead, doesn't she? Literally looks like an 80s crack whore.
Between them and these crazy Republican governors, they are repealing the American century, the 20th century, because they don't like it and they want back the 19th century, the century when super rich white men, unchecked and untaxed, amassed great wealth, passed it down with no taxation to their descendants and pretended that they had earned it on their own, that they were just masters of the universe.
Oh, yeah, because you're earning your keep, right, Joy Reid? Everything's handed to you because of DEI. Everything's handed to you. Because of affirmative action, all the blacks want is a damn handout. You're sitting there giggling like they earned it. Give me a break. You're a woke black retard that shaved your hair because you finally realized that your TDS is so bad. You're literally starting to look like Donald Trump because you hate him so much. Shut the hell up. Get back on the corner or your pimp smack you.
Want that era back. They think that the 20th century was an abomination and they are dismantling it. They're coming for every single one of our rights. They're not done. If you love having your freedom, having the freedom for contraception, LGBTQ rights, that's going too. If you don't think they're coming for Obergefell, if you don't think they're coming for all these rights, then you are delusional. They're coming for all of it. They're dismantling the 20th century. They are repealing the 20th century. This ain't about Joe Biden anymore, y'all. It ain't about his policies. There are a lot of them I disagree with. There's a lot of them I disagree with deeply, deeply, morally.
Morally. Joy Reid has morals.
But it's not. It's above me now. It's above him now. You cannot allow Republicans to control the White House, the House, and the Senate, and the Supreme Court, and all of these states.
Oh, but you guys can, right? Right. Yeah. The Democrats can control it all, and that's fine. But if Republicans, if that's what people vote for and appoint, if that's what America wants and that's where America is, well, that's authoritarian. But if you guys have a total majority across the entire map, well, that's democracy. People, look at this. Look at this woke black retard. Look, you're lecturing me. Look at this. Fix your bottom tooth, girl. The hell? Pull that thing. What are you doing? Pull that damn thing. What is going on there? Fix your bottom tooth, crackhead. The hell is this? What is this? Somebody yank that thing out. Somebody call a dentist. Somebody call a damn orthodontist and fix that damn thing. Stop smoking crack.
And the Supreme Court and all of these states. You're now voting for your life. You must vote. Listen to Taraji P. Henson, y'all. Project 2025. They've now just implemented it from the court. You don't even need it now. You have this court, plus Trump, plus the House, plus the Senate, plus all these states. Y'all better vote for your lives in November. I'm gone. Y'all be good. And God, good luck and God bless.
Yeah, okay. What God? Your God, Lucifer, little G? Oh, my gosh. Get this woke black. Get this crackhead off my screen. And look at that. I cannot look at that. No, and my concern is, and we've known this, is that leftists are more active politically than conservatives. And obviously, the age-old rebuttal or excuse is, well, because, you know, conservatives actually have a job. Okay, well, all right, so what? Okay, you know, like, they know how to emotionally mobilize their people virtually overnight. And I don't know how much this is going to work, but I see that they're running with it because they've had nothing. They've literally had nothing. It is a total collapse. And Joe Biden is an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. But let me pull this up. Look, I mean, just look at Joe. All you got to do is look at Joe, right? All you got to do is literally look at Joe. And it makes sense why they're trying to throw him overboard, because it's been red-pilling people and people have been waking up. But now, they've got a new download. I knew they were going to come with something. I just didn't know what. And this is what they've decided to run with. And will it work? I'm not quite too sure. But we shall see. All I know is that Biden is an absolute train wreck. An absolute train wreck. To the point where he's literally stroking the arms of black people now. Look at this. Look at Joe. Look at this. Oh, yeah. You black. You ain't black. Oh, yeah. You ain't black. You ain't black. Look at that. That is a full-on stroke, dude. Look at this. Stroked him. Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that, bro. All ditty. Dude, that's a straight... Dude, that's a straight violet. Look at the Secret Service. Look at her. She's like... Look at her. Okay. Look at this guy. How the hell could you let another man, like, literally assault you, like, physically? Say that, like, bro, that is disgusting. Imagine for all my guys out there. Imagine a man walking up to you and stroking you like this. Look at this. Is this how Joe's taking pandering to the blacks to a whole new level now. Joe's taking pandering to the blacks to a whole... How's Joe going to win the blacks over? How's he going to win them back? He's going to start stroking them. We're winning those voters back. One black at a time. Just let me pet them. That's all I gotta do. I pet a lot of blacks in my day. All you gotta do is pet the black. Pet them slaves. You pet that black slave, they'll know that they're your favorite. You know, it's like a dog. Pet them. Stroke them. Typical Democrat behavior, dude. Just petting blacks like they're your pets. You know what I mean? Typical Democrat behavior, petting blacks like they're your pets. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Yeah, he gave a speech today, too, and I don't even know what this guy's saying anymore.
Some
I'm lost.
Folks know these resources are available to them and anyone who needs them. I was telling the group who briefed me earlier, my brother has an expression, you got to know how to know. So, folks know these resources are available.
Can anybody translate this? Anybody speak Biden in the chat?
To them and anyone who needs them. I was telling the group who briefed me earlier, my brother has an expression, you got to know how to know.
So, bro, I have no idea what the hell he just said. That's what I'm saying, is the collapse is real. And that's why they're in damage control. But now it seems like they're kind of conflicted. They don't know which way to go. But we shall see. Speaking of crackheads, the Insider paper reported, just in, Hunter Biden has joined meetings with President Biden and his top aides this week at the White House. Reportedly, the reaction from some senior White House staff has been, what the hell is happening, according to NBC News. So we literally have crackheads advising the president in the White House. There you go. But I told you, the Biden crime family is doubling down because there's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake. Because they are going to be exposed. They are going to be exposed. Alrighty, guys. Tonight's episode is brought to you by AmmoSquared.com/LFA. AmmoSquared.com/LFA. For a limited time, Ammo Squared is offering you 75 rounds of 9mm practice. Activate today to receive free ammunition in your account. Again, that's AmmoSquared.com/LFA. For a limited time, Ammo Squared is offering you 75 rounds of 9mm practice. Activate today to receive free ammunition in your account. Like a 401k for ammunition. They put ammunition buying on autopilot, so you always have it available when you need it. At Ammo Squared, you buy ammunition over time, store it until needed, then have it shipped when and where you want it. Sign up today and get 75 rounds of 9mm practice added to your account. Go to AmmoSquared.com/LFA. And as always, please support me on my personal Rumble channel, Drew Hernandez Live. I'll put the link in the chat. Please make sure to follow me over there. We get based over there. We had a great show last night, by the way. Great show. Almost 100K views. Shout out to Rumble. So if you guys missed it, make sure to go watch that tonight. Covered all of the Supreme Court ruling on Trump issues to the best of my ability and more last night. So make sure to tune in over there. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That is 9 p.m. Eastern. But as I said, guys, I will not be live tonight. Had a death in the family, so we got a bunch of stuff going on tonight. So I'm just going to take the night off, and I will return tomorrow. Lord willing, that's if Jesus doesn't, you know, call me home, which would be great. But DH Live will return tomorrow night. So subscribe to the channel over there, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. If you love what you heard here tonight, make sure to subscribe to this channel. Smash that like button. Hit that bell notification. Copy the link. Share it absolutely everywhere. Don't go anywhere because the legendary Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone. I'll see you guys on the next one.